under the family. And, of course, NAI, NP Dodge is one of them. We've got NP Dodge Residential. We've got NP Dodge Property Management. We have Title Core National, which does closing escrows and title insurance. We have NEI Global Relocation, which is one of the five biggest corporate relo firms in America. But another firm that you might not know too much about is NP Dodge Insurance. We've got a full-service insurance brokerage, which does an outstanding job. From that firm, we have Mr. Scott Stevens. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here today. When we met in the hallway and talked about this, I tried to think of how I could bring healthcare local, and I think I came up with a few ways we can do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, we have a lot of we have a lot of listeners. This is one of the most popular weekend radio shows you'll find anywhere in the Midwest. Thank you all for listening. But a lot of our listeners own businesses. They have decision-making roles at companies. And, of course, all of them are very concerned about the effects of insurance on them as consumers, individual consumers. And so, Scott, we have a list of things that we want to kind of bring people up to speed with as a service to our listeners. And I guess I'm just going to go through our list in order, and you can kind of just comment as you wish or talk about things as they come up. But I want to talk first about affordable care organizations. There are several of these in Omaha, and these are becoming more relevant because, goodness gracious, health insurance is such a crazy moving target these days, and people are nervous as can be about it. So let's kind of start talking about what this world is and environment is like for health insurance, and then kind of get into this affordable, or rather accountable care organizations concept.
A great place to start, Jeff. So the Affordable Care Act, sometimes referred to as Obamacare, was passed back in March of 2010. And a lot has been said and talked about and even deployed relative to healthcare financing, where we get into insurance and matters like pre-existing condition and premiums and community rating. But what people are not talking about and should, in fact, I blogged about that this last week, is healthcare delivery reforms, which out of that has been born this construct that we call accountable care organizations. And for some, it might sound and look familiar to HMO, health maintenance organizations from the 70s and 80s, but it is not. It is decidedly different. And what it seeks to do is to sort of merge and blend healthcare financing and healthcare delivery so that you have more and better alignment of incentives in healthcare. So for a long time, we have deployed, and still to a large extent, fee-for-service as the reimbursement model. So the more care that is provided, the more tests that are ordered, the more prescriptions that are dispensed, the more money that is billed and earned to the provider, regardless whether or not of the outcome or the quality of care that is being provided. So accountable care organizations, and there are several here in town, seek to better align incentives so we can get better care at a lower cost and hopefully a healthier community.
Well, and we should mention, too, that while NP Dodge Insurance is a full-service insurance brokerage, Scott, you tend to focus more on employee benefits.
I do. So our agency at 8701 Dodge has a property and casualty division that serves all kinds of constituents and customers with those kinds of needs. But what our area of the insurance agency focuses on is employee benefits. So what we like to say is everything but your 401k. We don't do 401k, but we do health, dental, vision, disability, life, long-term care, all those kinds of things. And in particular, as a now 32-year veteran of the health insurance industry, my focus is really trying to turn the tables and help employers maximize all of the host of strategies and options that they have available to them to lower their healthcare costs and to really build their morale and have a happier, healthier, more productive workforce.
Well, and because health insurance has famously become expensive in recent years, and all of the complication that came out of so-called Obamacare and everything else, and then you throw in the fact that employers, at least in this town, most parts of the country are the same way, are in this desperate battle to get talent, and certainly benefits are important. I think there are a lot of employers of small to medium-sized companies in particular that lay awake at night because the whole employee benefits thing is so stressful to them. How do I afford it? Am I doing enough? Am I keeping up with things? Why is it so hard to attract talent? So it's a very salient issue for business owners.
It is. Let's put some data to that. So the Kaiser Family Foundation is a great resource that I often go to for information for my blogs and some of the speaking and lectures that I do. And the most recent data for 2018 has the average cost of insurance for a single person working for an employer at nearly $8,000 a year.
Good Lord.
Family takes that premium to $19,000 per year.
Wow.
So you think about a company that employs, you know, 50 people or 100 people and start doing the math on that, and you can see in a lot of cases we find after payroll, the next biggest item on the P&L is health insurance.